Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start our roundup of Match Week 7 with our headlines.
City and Liverpool win on their travels.
The Premier League favourites both secured difficult away wins last weekend. Liverpool were fortunate to win 1-0 at Sheffield United. A howler from the home goalkeeper when he allowed a tame Jorginho Wijnaldum shot to squirm through his legs gave the Reds victory. Manchester City won 3-1 at Everton. Gabriel Jesus scored the opener, but Everton equalised and City didn't make it safe until Riyad Mahrez and Raheem Sterling scored in the final 20 minutes.
Leicester outfoxed the Magpies.
Leicester City thrashed Newcastle 5-0 to move up to third place in the Premier League. The Foxes scored through a Jamie Vardy brace, an own goal, Ricardo Pereira and Wilfred Ndidi. Newcastle also had a man sent off, and after the match, the manager, Steve Bruce, said his team surrendered far too easily.
United and Arsenal finishes all square.
Manchester United and Arsenal drew 1-1 in a Monday night stalemate. United opened the scoring when Scott McTominay scored from outside the box. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang got a second half equaliser. Arsenal are up to fourth, but United are down in 10th place, which is their worst start to a season for 30 years.
Liverpool only just beat Sheffield United.
I know, I think it was their most difficult match of the season.
There were also good wins for Tottenham, Chelsea, Crystal Palace and Wolves. It was their first win of the season.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
We have some interesting phrases this week. Our six phrases are a howler, a tame shot, to squirm through, to outfox, all square, and stalemate.
Let's start with the one that is the strangest and probably the most difficult. The phrase is to squirm through. We said the ball squirmed through the goalkeeper's legs.
To squirm means to move from side to side in an awkward way, usually because of pain or embarrassment. It's what a worm or a timid snake does if you pick it up.
When a ball squirms through a goalkeeper's legs, it's similar. The ball moves slowly and squeezes through the legs. It's awkward and embarrassing for the goalkeeper. We could also say a ball squirmed through the hands of a goalkeeper. It's usually used to describe a big mistake.
A big mistake or error can be described as a howler. We spoke about a howler from the goalkeeper when he allowed a ball to squirm through his legs.
Yes, it was a very tame shot from Jorginho Wijnaldum. We usually use the adjective tame to describe animals that are not wild. In football, it's used to describe a shot with no power.
Yes, we use the word wild to describe shots too. A wild shot is one that has lots of power, but it's nowhere near the goal.
The next phrase is to outfox someone. We used this in the second headline when we said Leicester outfox Magpies.
To outfox someone means to gain an advantage over someone by being cleverer than them. In football, this is connected to tactics. Leicester City outfoxed Newcastle. They were cleverer than them and won the game.
Of course, Leicester City's nickname is also the Foxes. So we were also playing with the double meaning there.
The next phrase is all square. Arsenal against Manchester United finished all square. This is an easy one. It means the match finished in a draw.
And the final phrase is stalemate. This also describes a match that finishes without a winner, but is often used to describe a match that was a bit boring. The phrase comes from the game of chess to describe a game where neither player can win.
I didn't think it was boring. It was a good point for Arsenal.
Yeah, but I did, and I said it.
Okay, so there are our six words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are a howler, a tame shot, to squirm through, to outfox, all square, and stalemate.
Right. Every week, we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. It's a difficult choice this week. We won't be picking Dean Henderson or Hugo Lloris after their goalkeeping howlers, that's for sure.
What about Willian from Chelsea? He had a good game. Or maybe Man City's Riyad Mahrez?
They had good games, but we're going to go with Leicester City's Ricardo Pereira. A clean sheet and a wonderful goal for the defender.
Good choice. Our next award is for Team of the Week.
Another easy choice this week. Leicester City were superb in their 5-0 win against Newcastle.
Finally, our Goal of the Week. We're going to leave this one to you. We're going to give you three options, and you need to tell us which you think was best. Rich?
Goal number one, Ricardo Pereira for Leicester City against Newcastle. A brilliant run and finish with his weaker foot.
Goal number two, Riyad Mahrez for Manchester City versus Everton. A stunning free kick into the bottom corner.
Goal number three, Andrei Yarmolenko for West Ham v Bournemouth. A well-taken goal and a third in six for the Ukrainian forward.
Okay, those are our three options. Did you see them? Which do you think was the best? Let us know your choice and if you agree with our other weekly awards in our comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
Every week, I predict the results of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
And before you look at this week's match, you want to read something out from last week's prediction, don't you?
Yes.
Go on then.
I just want to say that I predicted Manchester United against Arsenal would finish in a 1-1 stalemate and Aubameyang would score.
Yes, you were spot on. Everyone gets one right now and again. I'll be more impressed if you get two right in a row.
This week's prediction is first against third. Liverpool against Leicester City. The Foxes have surprised a few already this season, and the ex-Liverpool manager, Brendan Rodgers, will want to beat his old team. I think Leicester will take a shock lead at Anfield, probably Jamie Vardy, but Liverpool will come back in the second half and win. Final score, Liverpool 2, Leicester City 1.
Let's wait and see.
You can make your predictions on the Premier Skills English website in the comments section and talk about the big match at the same time.
Remember, we also have some questions for you to answer that give you a chance to use this week's vocabulary.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.